Well, this is JasonNewland.com. My name's Jason, and this is a hypnosis session. Sleep deep. Relaxing. Hypnosis session. And I'm just gonna talk to you softly as I lay down in my bed. I hope that the sound quality is okay. I'm kind of testing out a new thing. I'm using my Chromebook. And I'm using the like an audio recorder app on the Chromebook. So there's no external microphone, I'm just recording it from the internal microphone. I was playing around with it yesterday and I thought, well, I've got this little laptop which I don't really use, and so kind of what can I how can I start using it, making use of it? So I just thought I'd give it a go and see what kind of quality I can get from it. Anyway, I'd like you to get in touch with how you feel. Get in touch with emotionally how you're feeling. Is there anything on your mind? Anything that's been troubling you, or maybe is troubling you right now? Because in order to sleep deeply and naturally and with a sense of peacefulness, a sense of abandonment, you really do need to have a calm mind and a calm mind comes from allowing yourself to let go of worries and concerns. And letting go doesn't mean ignoring. It just means accepting. It means giving yourself a break, giving yourself a rest. Because if it's a practical issue, for example, if you're behind on your rent, then you're still going to be behind on your rent after this session finishes. That's not going to change, which means you don't need to think about it. What might change though is by letting go of that worry, letting go of that stress and that rapid thinking that may be occurring because of that situation means that maybe you're free, your mind, so that you can maybe come up with a solution. That is useful for you. So, although relaxing deeply, allowing your mind just to let go of thoughts that maybe have been locking your opportunity to sleep deeply. Allow you a break from that stuff. Maybe all you need just a short rest so that you can recuperate, recharge, re-energize. This gives you an opportunity to really, really let go even more. Because there comes a time when you may need to make that decision. You may need to ask yourself the question, are you willing to allow yourself to suffer emotionally and physically because of what's going on in your life, because of things that maybe you can't change or presently are unable to change? Are you willing to allow these temporary issues to affect your health? And when you think about this, it kind of seems obvious that relaxing, that letting go, that forgiving yourself for whatever you may have done to contribute to these difficult issues. And it might seem like a strange idea that I'm suggesting to you to forgive yourself. But isn't that so much more useful than blaming yourself? When you compare the two feelings side by side, blaming yourself for the situation that you may be in, how does that feel compared to forgiving yourself? And saying, I forgive myself. I've got into this situation and I'm sorry. I forgive myself. And I will sort things out. And I'll try to make sure that the future is simpler. But in the meantime, I'm going to let it go. You can just let it go. Those three words can transform your life. Let it go. Those three words can just be played on repeat in your mind. Whenever your mind starts thinking about the negativity, starts blaming, starts condemning yourself, and starts with the hatred and the anger, you can just allow those three words to come in to save the day. let it go. And maybe the other two words can come in from the other side as support and as backup. Forgive yourself. Let it go. Forgive yourself. I like that idea of like a healing army of some kind. I don't like to use the word army, but healing, protection against your own mind. The negativity and anger and hatred and bitterness and poison that sometimes occurs. And if you know that there's poison there, which we all have within us, then you need to make sure that you have the antidote with you at all times. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Because ultimately, even anger and venom and all that poisonous thoughts and in your mind that may be directed at another person or even a group of people. You can still use the antidote. Forgive yourself. Let it go. Forgive yourself. Let it go. And the more that this healing energy that you inject into your mind just starts to break up that bitterness. Maybe you're adding sugar to the bitterness, so it changes the flavor. And the anger, that sharpness, the anger is blunted, you blunt that sharpness. So instead of being an arrow of steel, it's now just a feather. Fluffy feather. And colorful. Without the arrow of anger pointed no longer has a destination. Because it can no longer be pointed at somebody or a group of people. So it just stays where it is, not knowing what to do, waiting for you to give the command, waiting for you to give that anger its destination or waiting for you to tell it what to do next. Got those two healing, safe sentences ready. And you can talk to the anger directly. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Let it go. Let it go. Forgive yourself. Feeling of anger that was there before changes. It breaks up, it distorts, it transforms. In the same way that animal waste manure. Can transform a seed in a field into food. In the same way that previous feeling of anger and venom and hatred and poison can be transformed into love and understanding, into acceptance for yourself and for other people. Let it go. Forgive yourself. And when you do this, you free your mind. To allow yourself to really let go. To really appreciate those things that you do have in your life. That make your life positive and worthwhile, and being able to just allow those thoughts in your mind gives you a degree of satisfaction and relaxation. And self-acceptance. As you can just relax even more in your mind, the need to just drift away into a deep. To assimilate these new learnings in your mind and body and life and future, knowing that each day you can appreciate yourself more and more as you learn to become aware just how wonderful you are as a person, becoming aware of those qualities that you like about yourself. You focus on those things that you like and love about yourself, you'll find your mind drifting even more into a deep, healing, natural sleep. Because you deserve to be happy. You deserve to feel completely relaxed. Completely loose and calm in every muscle of your body. Just being aware of your drifting aware.